Reminiscences of a lost childhood. To walk a million footprints in the sand, then watch the water flood the hole, swirl and curl back to the sea, like the flood of memories that cast mellow shadows of reminiscences of my childhood. The dry, musty smell of the bales of hay in the field behind our garden. A meal of wild strawberries on the dappled grass under a tree sheltering us from the August sun. The sound of the grass swirling, rustled by an occasional breeze, and the contented hum of a bee drawing up nectar from a flower. The smell of cut grass and soil after the rain. All these thoughts swarm, collide with each other, and make a mass of sun-scented memories. To sit by a fire, making adventures out of the multicolored flames, one's face beaming, shining like a beacon, then to throw a piece of paper into the flickering heat and watch the fingers of the fire curl and lick it into smoldering ashes. This is what the past should mean to me. A pile of ashes, only to be remembered as memories of a carefree life. But to me, my childhood, free from the troubles that make up the adult world, is more real than the future, because it has made me what I am.